AM 1240 and 95.3 FM, WJON. It's time for our monthly conversation with Gail Cruickshank, Talent Director, Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation. And Gail, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
And we have a guest with us today as well, Tammy Beery, Executive Director at Career Solutions. Tammy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning, Jay.
So today we're talking about workforce collaboration, generating success for everyone. Gail, what would you like to start with?
Well, I wanted to just start with today, just really recognizing the number of people in our community that are so passionate about trying to connect job seekers with our employers and the jobs that our employers have. There is just so many great partners out there. And again, together, we're able to make the biggest impact. And a few of those partners are people such as Career Solutions, which Tammy is a part of, Career Force St. Cloud, which used to be called the Workforce Center, and also the Chambers of Commerce are just a few of the folks that are really partnering together in a number of these efforts. And, you know, with unemployment being as low as it had been, we were all trying to make sure any job seeker that wanted to get to work could get to work and find a great quality job. And many of these, there are so many programs out there that are working to help these job seekers, and Career Solutions has a number of those programs. And so that's why I wanted to have Tammy join us today to be able to share some of the great work they are doing in the area of preparing our job seekers for these great jobs that our employers have.
Tammy, can you tell us about Career Solutions?
Sure. We are serving Stearns and Benton County, and we're probably most well known for our dislocated worker program. So as Electrolux made their announcement, we went in, we helped those individuals get retrained and then back into the workforce. But a lot of people don't know that that's available to anyone. Anyone who's been laid off, or people that are unemployed or underemployed, there are services similar to the dislocated worker program that are available to help them. So what we can do is we match them up with career planners that are individualized programs for that person. So we learn about their history, what their skills and talents are, and what they want to do in the future, and try to either get them the training or the credentials that they need to move them into a new career field. So I mean, that's primarily what we do. We also have some youth programs that do the same, but are tailored to a younger group.
Can you tell me about dislocated workers and the dislocated worker program?
Sure. So we are partners in Career Force St. Cloud. So people can contact either Career Solutions or Career Force to get in touch with us. And we do an intake process to understand people's situation. And if they qualify for the program, we match them up with a career planner. That career planner will do a deep dive, look at their resume, help them with mock interviews. And then we also have a program called Career Track, where we help them explore their interests and aptitudes to find what is a good career for them. So, you know, people, when they get laid off, they might not know what to do. You know, usually when people make a career change, they take time to think about that. But a layoff is something that they can't always anticipate or plan for. So, Career Track helps them understand what they want to be when they grow up by looking at, like I said, their interests and their aptitudes to find a good fit. And then we make sure that it's a viable career. We use labor market data to ensure that they're going into a strong career field, especially if we're putting them through a training program to get them there.
Something that has a strong future in it.
Exactly. Yep.
So in your experience and people that you've worked with here, have you surprised them with the type of career that they should go into?
Yes. You know, a lot of people go through Career Track and they come out of there going, I never thought, but they do find that it's helpful. I'm thinking of somebody off the top of my head that she was in business, but as she went through Career Track, it kept telling her she should be in human resources. And she is now in HR and is enjoying it very much. So, you know, it helps people kind of see that forest through the trees to find a career that would be a good connection for them. You know, some people also come out of Career Track going, now I know why I didn't like that job, you know, one of the jobs in the past, because it just wasn't a good fit.
Can you tell me about other tools Career Solutions provides for employers?
For employers?
Yeah, for employers.
Yes, definitely. So we make connections with employers and, you know, as they have job openings, we share them with our dislocated workers, the clients that we're working with, because, you know, there may be a potential match there. We also have a human resource networking group where HR professionals can come in and basically it's learn best practices and ask questions from your peers. So, you know, check competition at the door virtually. And, you know, ask those questions that you know, you might be struggling with. Like, you know, now's the time when everybody's in open enrollment. HR professionals like to check in with people as to what they're doing for health insurance this year, kind of benchmarking and things like that. We also offer incumbent worker training programs. So we are able to help employers upskill people that they currently have working. So we're able to pay for training to help them advance within their career fields, with their career pathways. We also offer immigrant services. So I have a team of bilingual staff that will help connect non-English job speakers with companies. And then as they work through that process to diversify their workforce, they're there to support them along the way. So they can help provide training, cultural training, work with the new hires to make sure that there's no communication barriers lacking, because our main priority is to keep them safe on the job. And with that, if they feel safe, they will stay. So, you know, working through some of those things as well.
Tammy, how about do you have a drive-through job fair coming up on December 2nd?
Yes, we do. It will be on the SCTCC campus, and there's more information out on our website.
Okay, and what's that going to involve? I mean, it's a pandemic, so we're all adjusting. How is that going to look for those that are doing a drive-through job fair?
You know, you social distance by people staying in their cars, and the employers are there to answer questions and really just have that conversation in a different setting than we're all used to. But, you know, it's still important for us to make those connections, and hopefully this drive-through job fair, which there's been a couple that have been done across the state. We're happy to bring one here to St. Cloud and, you know, see how we can make those connections, especially as Gail mentioned, employers are looking to hire. There are still employers out there hiring. So, you know, that drive-through job fair is a way to help make those connections between job seekers and employers, just like I said, in a different way.
Gail, can you tell me about some other tips for job seekers, people looking for work right now?
I would love to, Jay. And just to piggyback a little bit on that drive-through career fair, we've had a number of local employers try that same model of career fair. So these employers are learning from each other, and they're really finding those successful tips that will help connect with those job seekers, even though we are going through a pandemic, like you mentioned. Anderson Trucking Service was one fine example of they had a great success with using that same model. Meet people safely and then be able to have follow-up conversations with them about opportunities. But as we talk about, you know, what other tips and tools and pieces of advice can we give our job seekers, there's a few things that I know you and I have spoken about on previous radio shows but are so critical for our job seeker population. And Tammy alluded to some of this through, you know, all of their training and support they provide. But we really, if a job seeker is looking for a new role or a new job, don't just right away jump into a job that's very similar to the one you left. You know, take the time to really explore jobs and really just see what's out there, because many of us live in a little tunnel, and if we're not forced to make a change, we just stay status quo. And there are so many great opportunities out there that people just simply aren't aware. Career Track is a great opportunity that opens those eyes of those folks. But even we encourage job seekers, just take a look on the job boards just to see what jobs are there. It can just be a career exploration exercise just to make sure that you are finding that job that's the best fit for your passions and your skill sets. Talk to people in different careers just to find out, hey, what do you do on a daily basis? Maybe that's something I am interested in. The other thing that I've strongly stressed with all job seekers is your resume has to match the specific job you're applying to. It cannot be a canned resume that you send out to 24 people on a certain day when you're job seeking. It has to look at the company that you're applying to. What are their mission, vision, and values? Is your resume reflective of that? Looking at the job description specifically and blending in what skills and attributes you have that will then talk to those specific needs that the employer is looking for. Those are the type of resumes that are going to get the best attention from the HR folks within that employer. So those are just tips that can really help you in your search. And again, I know things are challenging now with the pandemic and you can't network and connect as much as easy as we were in the past, but still utilize the tools out there like LinkedIn, families and friends, anybody that's an expert in the field, they will really help you be able to determine, again, where should I go for my next opportunity to ensure my success and happiness?
Anything else that either of you would like to mention as we're running out of time here, as far as like if people do want to find out more information? Tammy, I'll let you start. What's the website that people can go to find out more about Career Solutions?
CareerSolutionsJobs.org. And then there's also CareerForceMN.com. Anyone, whether they qualify for our programs or not, are able to go through CareerForce to get resume review, mock interview, at, you know, some of the things that Gail mentioned. It's very important to tailor your resume to match those jobs. Also, we have opened hours from 2:30 to 4:30 at the St. Cloud Library. We have a staff member over there willing to help people on computers if they need assistance applying for jobs or working on their resume.
Gail, stcloudshines.com?
Absolutely. JobSpot has a new home on stcloudshines.com. And so not only will you find almost 4,000 jobs today that are available in the Tri-County region, you'll also be able to access all of the helpful tips to help job seekers be prepared and connect with those employers, as well as see all of the great things happening in our community that really make this the best place to live, work, and engage.
Tammy and Gail, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jay.
That's Gail Cruikshank, Talent Director, Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation. Tammy Beery, Executive Director at Career Solutions.